You know, the small churches, they're finding out now the small churches are a better place to come and worship than the larger churches. You've got a lot, not only a lot of history, but you've got a lot of spiritual nourishment that you can pass on to people, more so than what the big churches can. So, with that said, any joys, not joys, but well, maybe joys too. Stories.
I have a thought on the church. When we first came, it really freaked me out. It's in the middle of a cemetery. Who knows this? Who puts a church in the middle of a cemetery?
There's one in Georgia that Ralph did. We did a wedding up there, and it was just like ours.
Really?
Except it was more old. It didn't have the electric lights and different stuff, and it still had the old pews in it.
Oh, wow. Oh man. Yeah.
And it was called Bethel. Missionary
Baptist.
Well, which came first, the cemetery or the church?
Well,
the cemetery, because the church was built in 1909.
That's just so strange.
If you go around, we've been to many churches in many countries, and that's just the way it is. The church isn't. The cemetery goes around the church.
Yeah. Rural churches. Yeah. It's very much that way.
Because we remember, not so much today, but the church was the center point of the whole community.
Right.
They would hold even judges, rotating judges would come, and they'd hold court in the church. You know, I mean, it was the center focal point of the whole community.
And another one over in Jefferson County.
Yeah. Coming here. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, growing up, the cemetery freaked me out at night.
especially at Halloween.
No, I think it was more Vacation Bible School was always held in the evening, so we were finishing at 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever, and it was just very. There were more trees, which means more shadows. Yeah. And
the one in town is actually haunted, so I haven't heard anything about this one.
No, I've never heard haunted stories.
It's not, but I was the
freaky.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I was the youngest of kids at that time, so I was very easy to scare.
Well, I can tell you that Jessica grew up here, and, you know, from, I think she was 2.5, 3, whenever we did. But whenever she got a little bit older, she wasn't scared. And because it's right next door, she would have a little friend come. We would go back and forth. They lived in Valdosta. They were in the Air Force. And they decided they were going to go out and check out the cemetery. And I'm like, you know, you're going to have to go get her, because I'm not going in the cemetery. Not me. So I said, if they're not back in 30 minutes. And she would go and stand, because he's into all this cemetery stuff. He would wander through the cemetery because he would look at the dates, and I cannot stay for to eat, because I'm going to another cemetery after this. I'm going to City Cemetery.
Her husband stands as part of a ministry that searches out and finds unmarked Civil War graves and makes sure they got a marker and the dates and so forth like that. It's quite a ministry, both Confederate and Union soldiers.
He does the research, and then they have to send all of the paperwork to the Veterans Administration, and the Veterans Administration has to approve it. And when they approve it, they send it's a family thing, okay? They send the headstone. They do the headstone with all the dates and everything after it's all been confirmed, to my daughter's work, because they have a forklift. And they have to have a forklift because they're so heavy. And they're made out of Cherokee marble. And that's how you can spot them so far. But the Veterans Administration pays for the actual headstone. But my husband and his group they go over to my daughter's work over at Thermo King in Midway, pick them up and take them to the cemetery and actually
place them.
So as of this, since he started, I think they have like 150 that they've put, and they've done the TV station came because they did one in Monticello, and Northern and Southern soldiers ended up being brother-in-law after the war, and they even took care of, you know, there's a special way to clean them and everything. So he certified in that. But they did a one for the Northern and Southern, because they married sisters after the war. And he actually found a living relative in Jacksonville who was with the Sheriff's Department, because the Northern soldier was actually a sheriff of Leon County. That's how he got started with that particular search group. And him and his family came over, and he said he never knew anything about anybody in his family ever being with law enforcement. So it's
you think about family feuds today, we as a country, that's exactly what we went through. And they were Christians, most of them.
It's always been happening.
And the beauty part about it, though, was the reconciliation that took place.
He's on the computer all the time, all day, and he's retired. So I don't know how long. He had been looking for this particular person for on and off for a few years. And then for the Confederate soldier, okay. And then he decided he was going to do the history of sheriffs of Leon County. So he found that this